Can you hear me?
Why won't the video start?
My computer is now so old that I can't watch anything from Disney Plus on it. Because like there's just like too many pixels. And it just like can't, literally can't handle it. So the new like Little Mermaid just came out on Disney Plus, and I was like, Paul threw up today like seven times. So I was like, we're gonna watch a movie. And it was like 2 minutes in, and it's like, I was like, Netflix, you guys. We can't. Oh, yeah. Speaking of computers,
We made it. Here I am.
good job. This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life with littles is better when we do it together. So grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.
So today we're just catching up and getting back into the swing of this. We've had lots of things to talk about in the next few months. And you guys can also request topics anytime you want. Just email us. But today we're going to talk about, we'll see how it goes, but household chores a bit, because we've been talking about that anyway. And I feel like one thing people might be interested to know, I don't know, it's just like we really do talk all the time, not just the podcast. Like that was a great thing about this summer of just like, yeah, like we're still talking all the time. Like the podcast is great. Like it, we set aside to, like it's, we've got our date time, and like talking live is great, but like we really are still talking all the time. Yeah. So, but we're happy to be here now doing it live. Also, we're going to talk about questions to ask kids when they come home from school or preschool and stuff, and like that whole like transition and in getting kids to come home and connecting with them. So just for a quick reminder for any new listeners, I'm Annie and my kids range from 4 months to 7 years old. And I have two little ones at home with me full time. And then I work part time from home. And then I have two kids at our local parish school.
And I'm Sarah, and my kids are 3 months to eight, and I have three who are at school full day now. That's new.
Amazing.
And the two-year-old and the baby at home. Mm-hmm.
Cecilia does start 1 hour of catechesis this upcoming week.
Nice.
So that'll be like her first consistent thing. That's all hers.
Well, when you say we have been talking, I was just thinking today, I was like, I feel like when we Marco Polo, I don't respond to anything Annie has said in her polo. I just like say whatever I'm thinking. Like I have that very short attention memory, like postpartum thing happening right now where I just like instantly forget what you said.
I don't even, no, okay, that's funny that you say that, because I was thinking, I feel like we've gotten really good as friends at knowing like when we need a response.
Okay.
Because like
so you haven't hit that, you felt okay.
No, not okay. At all. And I feel like you tell me things and long stories of great things, and I'm like, I don't feel even the pressure to respond, because I'm like, I know you're just like telling me about this and like I received this. And yeah, no, I think we've hit the sweet spot, because I think like a good friend knows like when you need to respond and like when you don't. And yeah, there's been nothing I've needed.
Yeah. Great.
I do think I sometimes don't have the bandwidth to like I do want to respond to certain things, or like when I just like have something to say, you know, maybe even just like that I want to say something, and I'll not have the bandwidth to like Marco Polo back, but I'll like text it back, and I'm like, is this weird? Like,
no, I get that. Like, I get that. I'm thinking like she's probably sitting in nursing, or like, you know, she like has some time, can't respond, but it's like, yeah, that did need a response, and I'm glad she texted back.
Yeah.
Now it feels like
we closed that.
She saw it and heard it, and we can move on. And no, it feels good.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's usually when I'm on my computer, because I'm like, oh, I can type this way faster than I could like Marco Polo it.
That makes sense. Yeah, because those are long texts. Yeah.
Yeah. No, any long text for me is on the computer, and I hate anyone who doesn't have an iPhone. No, I'm just like, ugh. So I will literally text myself if I have to text someone a long text message, I'll text it to myself, copy and paste, and do it to my phone. I'm like, I cannot do that on my phone. So I don't have time. Alex was like, you should just voice memo. I was like, what am I, 50? I can't do that yet. I'm not at that point. I did trim my own hair a month or two ago. I texted you about that. I think and was like, oh, that's a new low for me. So, you know, things happen all the time. I am considering getting bangs also. Side note.
Oh.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a few weeks because I saw that movie with Meryl Streep has like really cute, like not like straight across bangs, but like long side bangs, more just like really, really, really short
layers.
Yeah. Because my hair is falling out like crazy. I just have no hair here. And I have just fine hair all the time. I'm always pulling it out of my back. I'm always brushing and always getting out. So part of it's that. Part of it, I think it'd be look cute. And anyway, I'm going to see if my friend can do it for me. Because I'm like, I can't go spend $40 just for that.
I desperately need a haircut. I really should have done it before Joseph was born. It's like,
it's beautiful.
It's like extensions length long. Like, I'm like, this is insanely long. What?
Isn't it like all the way to your butt? Like how?
It's like well down my back.
Yeah.
Like the weird layers that I got in that bad haircut I got last fall are now long enough that I would cut the rest of it up to there.
Mm.
But I just, now I'm like, I have a newborn. How do I go get my haircut?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I cut my own hair. Just like the trim. But I wouldn't do that by myself. But has your hair started falling out? So you've got about like another month or so.
So I never really lose it up here much. But it is, well, and I'm also not brushing it because it's just too long. I get out of the shower and I'm like, that took so long to wash. I can't spend any more time on my hair. I'm not going to brush it. I'm just going to braid it back. So then when I like condition it the next time, a lot of hair comes out, but I just don't know if it's a combo. It's a combo of postpartum and just not, I'm not brushing.
Okay. I didn't know that my hair fell out like right above my temples until months and months later with my second Paul, until I saw a picture of myself and I was like, oh my gosh. And it was so, it was just like fat quarter size baldness in those spots. And Alex was like, yeah. Like, how did I not know? Like, I literally just wasn't looking at myself. It's so funny. I feel like I saw like an Instagram reel the other day where this lady was like, she had three kids and she and her husband were going out on a date with just the baby because the two kids were at grandma's that night. She was funny. She was like, now that we just have one kid here, it feels like no kids. But when I had one baby, like my first, it felt like 1,000 kids.
Yeah.
And I
definitely feel that
there is something crazy about it. You've got five kids. I've got four kids. Not like this is a lot of kids. Like we have a lot of bodies and kids, but it also has like forced me to like be better at prioritizing myself in some ways and be better at like making systems for things. And like, okay, we've done like there, it very much is a sense of like, yeah, it's busier and fuller, but it's also easier in some ways. And I notice things like my hair because I have time to look at myself when apparently I didn't when I just had two kids. And now I'm like, definitely, that's my point, is I am see myself clearly now. Oh my goodness. Okay, so talking about kids coming home from school, people, I feel like they really knock the whole, they tell you like, don't say to your kid, how was your day at school? Because the kid's just going to respond, good. But I don't have an issue with that because I feel like that's just like that's how we talk as adults. Like if I call you up, I'm going to be like, how are you? You're going to be like, good. And then we're going to like get into it and you'll be like, actually, I'm really like, it's going to take a minute. And I'm like, that's how adults talk. Like that's how kids talk too. So I think it's fine to like prime the pump with that. Like that's like a normal question to ask. And they can either say good or they can say bad. They can say whatever they want. They'll probably say good. But I think that's like a fine way to start. And yeah. So for me, what I do, I'm really trying to push my kids to like do snacks first when I bring them home from school. Like, I've already got a snack out by the time we get home, and I just want them to like sit with me and eat the snack even before they like do the folder and the backpacks and the lunch and all of that. So I feel like it's just a little bit of a gamble each day. Like, you just have to be ready for whatever they want to do, because sometimes they want to be alone, sometimes they want to go out with friends and neighbors. Like, it just, you never know what they're going to do. So for me, I'm like, okay, having dinner ready as much as possible so that I can like be available to go with what they need when they come home from school.
Yeah, I feel like having the kids full day, having Kiara full day, has made my day up until pickup feel like very unhurried. And I've felt like I've been able to be a little more on top of things and like have snacks prepped. And yeah, when I go and when it's my day to go do the walk to school to pick them up, I like have something on the counter ready for when we get back. Cause I know Zaylee especially will like run ahead of me into the house, and I want there to be food like right there, yeah. Obvious for her to. For a few days, I was doing those Costco burritos. I just like have one ready when she came home, and that worked. But then of course, after like 3 days, she was like, I don't want this anymore. Okay, find something else. But yeah, I don't even try. Maybe I'm thinking of her especially. I guess I ask the other ones questions. With her, I do not even try to ask anything. It's just like, I know you need to eat. You need to be alone and play for a while, and then you'll come back. Little things will just like come out at random times, like right before bed, she'll recite a poem that she memorized that day. And I'm like, okay.
Yep. That journal though has helped a little bit with Clara. So I gave her the journal so that at night she can write notes to me. And then when she's at school, I can respond to her. And yeah, she like wrote a little poem one day. Will tell me about the book that she's reading. And
that's so cute. So does she enjoy writing, like the act of actually writing? I've thought about trying that with Evange. My fear is that she'll be like, I hate this. And I could just be like, whatever. But
really?
Well, my impression, like we did a little bit of math over the summer, and anytime the book made her like write out like purple triangle, she just like got so grumpy about it. And she was, this is mean. I don't want to write it. Can I just like draw a purple triangle? And I was like, sure. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it would translate to a journal, or if in the journal form, she would be like, oh, this is cool.
I bet she would think it was cool. And Clara will also write letters to Alex. I mean, and it's not like we're having super deep conversations. She wrote to Alex. She was like, how much poop does the world make in a year? Like, can you calculate it for me? Like, you know, but it is great when she'll ask random questions or things like that. I'm like, go put that in your journal. Like right before, as we're going to bed, I'm like, you just write me a note about it. Okay. Cause it's bedtime. And kids, I mean, it's another part of like, kids are just, they're not good at having conversations. We can like do the best we can to just like model it, but they like, we just have to model and train them. They'll ask. Jamie Galacki was talking about this in a podcast a while ago. You know, well, they'll say why to all of our questions, and they don't even seem to be interested in the answer. And she was like, it's not necessarily, it's just because they want to be a part of the conversation and they want to have something to say. So they say the randomest stuff that makes no sense and does not add to the conversation.
That's Kiara. That is Kiara right now.
The middle child. They just want to say something. Like, what are you saying?
I'm like, I need to slow down. She's the one, because I'll be like, you have just asked me the same question like 3 times. Like,
yeah.
Are we talking here? Like, what is going on? But yeah, no, that after school time is the time when I feel the like, wow, I have 5 kids the most. Because that's when they're all there. They're all in the house. But trying to like balance the different needs, get some points of connection with each one of them. I mean, I've had time with the baby and John like throughout the day. So I'm not as much on them. I'm like, enjoy your siblings, John. But it is because Evangeline is more into independent reading now. So she'll kind of like go off and read, which is great. But then I'm kind of like, when am I?
Yeah, I bet she would love the journal thing.
Yeah. I think another issue we have is the feeling of competition with the sisters. Like if Zaylee will steal it from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah.
But she can't really write yet. So yeah. It's.
And that's what I told Cecilia because she was like, I want one. I was like, you don't know how to write yet. When you're 7, you can. Okay, so Clara's teacher actually gave this list to me with a lot more. These were my favorites. I've seen a few of these before and have used them. First of all, just like anything, kids love anything that's like best or favorite or worst. So just saying like, you know, like what's the best thing that happened today? Anything explosive like that? What's the worst thing? Tell me something that was silly or made you laugh today. Tell me what you read in class today, or tell me what your teacher read to you. We'll post these in the show notes as well. If you could choose, who would you like to sit by in class? And if you could choose, who would you not like to sit by in class? Claire always has good answers to that one. Can you read the rest of them?
Who'd you sit by at lunch today? What class rules does your teacher say are important? What word did your teacher say the most today? Did you use a pencil or a marker today at school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I asked Paul that one about the class rule, and he was like, oh, be quiet. It's like, yeah, that is important sometimes. Yeah.
I feel like the conversations in our family get repeated so often throughout the day. Like,
yeah.
So John is doing a little bit of like a toddler room time two mornings a week, and it has started slowly this week. And so I asked him, you know, trying to draw out of him what he did. And I got like paint and puzzles. And then Kiara asked him what he did. Evangeline asked him what he did. And then when Chris came home, Chris asked him, and like everyone's then like also helping John tell the story of what he did. And it's like, he has been asked this question like 6 times by the end of the day from all the different, I don't know, everyone's so excited about it.
And he's like, by the 6th person, he's like, I got this down. I did some paint. I did some puzzles. Good. Yeah. And I think we've talked about this before, but like, I really try and remember to look at the whole week rather than one day. Because I think with so many, the tendency is like, oh my gosh, I didn't connect with this kid today or this kid today in the way that I wanted to, or things were just crazy. And it's like, well, but look at like the whole week. Because sometimes the kids really want to sit down and hang out with you, and sometimes they do not. And like, that's fine. Like, just seeing it as a whole week so that like I don't feel, you know, guilty or anything.
Yeah, that is good and helpful.
All right, so household chores. I only did half of my household chores today because of the throw up that happened in my house. It was a weird morning because my thing on my list today was to mow the front and backyard. And Dominic was sleeping in, kids are playing, and it's like really, you know, hot later in the afternoon. So I try and do that in the mornings. So I was like mowing. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's like 7:40. We are dressed, eaten, prayed, mowing the lawn. Like, what, this is fire. And then like puke, and like our whole day changed. Yes, I just feel like I have been feeling so frantic about chores and cleaning, like the stuff that I need to do. And it made me think about that minimalist talk that I gave a while ago, where I talked about how like spontaneity not a good thing, because in the sense that like it draws upon whatever our whims or passions are at that moment. Whereas if we like sit down and decide what it is that we want to do and like create like a plan for the day, a plan for our life, like then we're less likely to follow just like, you know, our desires of that moment. And I feel like I've been not listening to my own advice with that, and just like cleaning whatever I felt like at that moment. Like I just like randomly a week and a half ago, like spent like an hour cleaning out my dishwasher, which like needed to be done. Like the filter needed to be cleaned, all that. Cause like it wasn't, then I had no dinner that day ready. And I spent like an hour doing, you know, and just like whatever seems dirtiest at that moment, like wanting to do that. I not only feel like I'm not ever actually getting anything done, I'm not ever like deep cleaning anything. And I'm trying to like clean everything every day. And I'm just like getting more frantic and getting more anxious. And I feel like way less clean. So that's when I was like, I gotta sit down and just like have a day for each thing. And my favorite chore is laundry because I have a day for it. I like wash all my laundry one day and I put it all away the next day. And it's like done. I was like, well, I can just like channel that with the rest of my chores. And it's not like every single thing, but it's like the big things that need to happen at least once a week. So I've been feeling so much better and so much more accomplished. I'll tell Alex, I did my three things today.
I told you last weekend, it was cleaning the bathrooms that sent me into such a tailspin, mm-hmm. such an emotional dive. Yeah, you saying like writing it out for each day. I was like, yes, that is what I need. I need it just written down. I need to have a plan. And more so about like, for me, it's these blocks and the big block is the workouts. I was like, I have so much motivation to exercise right now, to lose the weight, to feel strong, to like, this season is so physical. Like I want to be strong. Like,
yeah.
But I was like, but there's no time to do it. Like that, that feeling of like, huh, okay, someone's napping. Like, what can I get done? Blah, and then you get nothing done. And then I was just like figuring out, like, I'm going to wake up early. I have this workout plan that I'm going to do and I'm doing it. And it's just like so much better. So then because I've started the day and I've like checked that box and I feel so much better, then things like cleaning and chores don't feel like drudgery. It felt like it was. I'm like, this is just the worst. But I like looking at your schedule because I was like, okay, pat myself on the back of like, I am consistently Roombaing rooms.
Yeah.
Once a week. And like a couple years ago, I never vacuumed ever anything. Ever. So I'm like, that's an improvement. Like, it's like, that's like part of my habit now is to Roomba places in the house.
I've also told the kids, I talked to them before school started. I was like, look, there's like things you can do to help around the house that are messes that you have created. Like putting away your toys does not, that's a mess you created. And it's helpful for us all. But like you need to do those things and you need to also like do something that actually benefits the whole family. And then there's a whole nother category of like, if you want to make money, you can do something like extra, like weeding. They've been doing like weeding randomly when they want to make an extra dollar or something. Saturday mornings, you guys need to clear out the car, everything that's in there, trash, and you need to like put it away. And then we're going to set a timer for 6 minutes and you need to like scrub whatever you can find in the kitchen. And they, the three of them have been like kind of figuring out what that means and delegating and coming up. I'm like, they're like, what should we do? Should we do counter? Should we? I'm like, you guys have to like decide and figure it out. You need to be working the whole 6 minutes, which for Paul is like an hour and a half. In his mind, if nobody's cleaning and I'm the only one cleaning all the time, then I'm like really angry. Then we get to that point when we snap. So the whole point is like not to snap, not to get to that point. And ultimately, obviously, to have like a happy, Christian, peaceful household, which doesn't mean perfectly clean and doesn't mean soft voices and clean counters. It means, you know, what it truly means in the sense of like cheerful and peaceful and like the deep part of that. But they're like, we do have to, everyone has like a threshold of like what they need to be organized in order to like keep peace in their home. Like if we can't find our keys or our shoes, that's going to create chaos.
Yeah. With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire purchase at chooselife.com.
They have a new Calcutta stretch and wrap rosary bracelet, which comes in small, medium, large size. And it's gorgeous because it's got the blue and white gemstones that really do remind me of St. Mother Teresa. And that's so beautiful. And then they have these new crinkle saint cards. And I'm just so in like the crinkle stage with baby Dominic right now, where he's like grabbing all those crinkly things. And so this cute little baby sink card.
With the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10, you can get 10% off your entire purchase at chooselife.com. Yeah, I had that thought as I was scrubbing the bathroom of like, why don't I pay someone to do this? And then I was like, but I am like, I was making the kids help me somewhat, but like they weren't really, they were like kind of being helpful. But I was like, I want to teach them to clean things. And mm-hmm. like, I want them to be part of like keeping our house clean and to see like, it can't be all on me to do it. And also it has to be done by mm-hmm. some, you know, just like, this is something we do. This is part of our life as a family. You need to help. I was in a really good groove over the winter when I was pregnant of like Saturday mornings, I would pick something, they would do it. And then we'd like bake something together.
Oh, cute.
And I do not have that energy right now.
No. Yeah. I don't know
where that went. We need some kind of like, this happens and then this happens.
Yeah.
With the cleaning. But
I always remember Alicia Hernan talks about that her oldest, she was like coming up with like, here's our new system. And that the kids were groaning and that the oldest son was like, don't worry, you guys, like new system's going to be gone within 2 months. There'll be another new system. Like,
Evangeline was like, are you going to draw chore charts for us? And I was like, no chore charts. Just everyone just helps.
Just
when
do
I
it.
Say tidy, like we're tidying now. Just do it. Like, not doing this that'll last for 1 week and then ripped up by someone.
Well, that's the great thing about the Roomba. My kids are pretty motivated by when I'm like, I'm going to Roomba, get everything off the floor. And sometimes Paul especially say to me like, are you going to pay me? And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, when do we ever like, no, pick up your toys. The Roomba is coming for them. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. So, but like, laughing about the fact that like, yeah, like we're constantly coming up with new systems, but also we're constantly in like a new phase of life. Like you're in a totally different phase than when you were pregnant. Like that's just like a whole separate thing. You talking about wanting to be super strong. I had a big wake up call yesterday at pelvic floor therapy. I have been going like too hard on my workouts and on my desire to like get strong. I've been doing, you know, my Mutu, but I've kind of been going down on Mutu and doing more of my kettlebell and like 5 pound weight, like good, cool workouts. I walk every day a lot, but, and like some yoga, but I'm starting to really get like back pain or like side pain. And my wake up call was that I really need to get back to like core one Mutu and go harder on that and more focused. Because she was like, you have no estrogen in your body right now when you're breastfeeding this much and you can like overstretch so easily. And just like coming back to this whole like reminder that like everything is connected to the core, and the core is like the bottom of the pelvis to like the top of your abs. Everything like rides on that. And so like my lower abs are still like not strong enough to support all that, but also I'm breastfeeding and it's never gonna like, it's gonna, I'm still like loosey goosey all the time. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Keep it all like balanced and as like centerized as possible.
That's a good word to remember, because I've been feeling really impatient of like, because mm-hmm. I've been feeling like I've been holding myself back this time, trying to be really slow and steady and not jump into cardio too soon.
Yeah.
Because I know my lower back, I'll get that lower back pain because my core will not be strong enough. So I got to like super focus on the core for a really long time. And Mutu was great for that. But then I just started this 12-week program that's like very Mutu-esque, but like a little bit more intense. Mm-hmm. But on the off days, it's just reminding me like, yeah, like the Mutu thing was supposed to be this daily habit. And I've already lost the daily habit of the doing the core one, sort of. Like I'll still have moments where I'm like thinking about my alignment, thinking about my breathing. Like it is still there, but I'm not.
I think about you every time that I release my butt muscles. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Well, but, and I was surprised because my pelvic, like when she did the strength test on me, which is like she like her fingers inside of me and I'm like doing the Kegels. She was like, you're 10 out of 10, like strong. But my core itself is still not strong.
Yeah.
And like I had to, like she did the strength test with the core and I had to like really, really, really work. And I was like, not, yeah.
I think that's my situation, mm-hmm. my self-diagnosis.
Yeah. You're going to go though, right?
I don't know if I'm going to go.
You've lost that.
Like I already have lost that momentum.
You got to go. You've had five kids. Cannot not go. But if you want to, you can wait till after your breastfeeding because things can change so much.
That does
so
change.
If you've lessened, make that your new marker goal.
Oh, but I have a goal of being able to run again without pain by like Christmas time.
I don't know. I'm so biased. You know, I don't like too, running,
I don't
so.
Know. I'm just like.
Ask somebody else.
I know. I'm scared to even make that a goal because I'm like, what if I actually never am able to run with like pain-free again? And then like, that's scary because I'm only 32.
Sure.
But like, I've got to be able to, right? maybe I should make it a longer term thing.
I don't lose anything.
What made you laugh this week?
We've been pretty good about getting to church early recently, but there was one week where we were not. And we were like 2 minutes late. So there's like that tension building up already of everyone's briskly walking in. Clara's in front of everyone. Cece started saying something to her. And Cece's at this age, first of all, side note, where every day, and especially if there's other people around, she wants to like whisper things to me. You know, that anxiety where she like doesn't want other people to hear what she's saying. And it drives me so crazy because it's like a mouse is inside my earlobe and I cannot understand you. And I am just so annoyed. And I try to be gracious and I'm like, just a little louder, just like a little louder, like a lot though louder because I didn't hear it anyway. So we're walking and Cece says something to Clara, no idea, mouse voice. Clara turns around and she goes, can you please look at me when you talk to me? Because if I cannot see your face, I do not know what you're saying. And I was like, woo! I say that right as we're going in, like the door to mass had just opened as that little speech started.
Oh, man. We hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.